Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Robert Cray bringing us back. My favorite blues band, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Joel Barker is our guest, great futurist, the author of so many books, including my favorite, The Paradigms, The Business of Discovering the Future, also Future Edge, also Five Regions of the Future, yep. And the outstanding film, Innovation at the Verge. That's your new one, right, Joel? That's at starthrower.com, joelbarker.com, all those folks. Just find out what Joel's got going on, I promise you. Oh, also, what is it you call it? Short Look at the Long View.
Short Look at the Long View.com.
It's beautiful, folks. You got to go check that out. Short Look at the Long View. You'll thank me later.
Yep. Just go to my website, joelbarker.com, and they can get to it directly from there.
I'm really jealous of that project he's got there, folks. All right, so, but also inspired. Okay, Joel, seasteading.
Yes.
Tell the audience what seasteading is. We never heard it before, folks, but it's intuitive. Go ahead.
Yep. Instead of homesteading, it's seasteading, and a guy named Peter Thiel, who founded PayPal, which just went on the market, by the way.
Split off from eBay. eBay, uh-huh.
Yep, exactly. Has, for a long time, been talking about the fact that we should be populating the sea. And so he put in some money, and they also did an Indiegogo fundraiser, mm-hmm. and got some designers to design this thing. And the idea is that you build in modules, triangular modules or pentagonal modules that float, and those modules basically hold your home and maybe your business, if that's the case, but it's basically a unit that you own. Mm-hmm. And then these units hook together. And his theory is people can hook together and form their own ocean nations.
Ocean nations.
Separate from a country so that they can set up their own laws and their own structures. And that this would become a pioneering, innovative place for mm-hmm. not just products.
Who's going to come to the rescue when they get into trouble in a perfect storm? That's what
I'm telling you. If you do an implication squeal on this, he's got a whole bunch of things he hasn't addressed because the perfect storm is exactly right. When you have a 70-foot wave coming down on you.
A rogue storm. It doesn't even have to be a storm. There are rogue waves out there.
Rogue wave, exactly. But what he's doing and what I admire about it is he's getting people to think again outside the box. Mm-hmm. You know, what would it
I don't like the anarchistic language of form your own nation, but I do like the idea of the research.
Yeah. See, now, by the way, his contrary language is that nations are monopolies.
Yeah.
And monopolies are not good for innovation. So wherever you're born, you're stuck there unless you move to another nation. Here you can invent your own nation.
And I have to say, Joel, I know some people I'd like to put on those those oceans, those places. I've got a list. I'll give you the list sometime, and we'll see if we can't arrange it. And you know what? I could probably raise the money to get them put over there. To get them to go. I think we could do that. I think we do an Indiegogo thing to get certain people to go on those nations, right?
Well, hey, I think it'll be self-sorting, by
Very interesting, very interesting. So, all right, now let's move over to talk about another device. It's another construction type of device that's about a robot bricklayer. And I'm in the process of hiring some bricklayers right now on some projects I'm working on. And I've been looking at this thing. I don't think my guys should be concerned about this thing. Go ahead and tell us what it does.
Well, it's basically invented in Australia, by the way. Australia's been doing a lot of interesting things in the last 5 years. They call it Hadrian, after Hadrian's Wall, which is kind of cute.
Right.
But it's a robot that can lay 1,000 bricks an hour.
Hmm.
Now, that's a lot of bricks.
That is a lot.
And, of course, it runs 24 hours a day. Doesn't take coffee breaks.
Right, or complain.
Doesn't complain. Doesn't have a union. all those things that you would think is an interesting deal. Now, the guy who invented this said he looked at the demographics of bricklayers, and they're dying.
Yeah,
they're not young kids becoming bricklayers.
That's exactly right. The young kids coming along don't want to work that hard.
Exactly.
But here's the thing, though. I looked at that thing, and I know a little bit about bricklaying.
Yep.
lay the mechanical thing you're talking about, it stacks brick.
Yes.
A bricklayer places brick.
Yes.
A bricklayer can do designs, soldier courses, and set outs, and do all that sort of thing.
Yeah.
And also, you know, a brick wall in most construction is subject to the overhang of the roof. See, when a bricklayer starts a brick a wall, he drops a plumb bob from the corner, from the overhang that the carpenter has designed. He drops it from the inside of that so that when he gets to the top, his brick fits right in that little slot.
Yep.
You can't do that with a robot coming in from the top.
Actually, if you think about what's going to be going on, it's going to have a map inside its robot head that tells things where they are exactly, down to probably a hundredth of an inch.
Well,
and so you'll be able to do things with this robot bricklayer you could never do
And I agree with you, except that I don't know. It'll depend on how articulating the robot's arm is.
Yeah. Well, think about the Da Vinci. We were talking about the Da Vinci surgery device.
Yeah.
All that technology will transfer over to this in terms of control and detail. Here's the question I have. Given that we've talked about 3D printing an entire house, I don't need a brick.
Exactly.
And no, I think we have competition between an old paradigm laid by a new paradigm.
Except that some people, maybe the brick is the better application.
It may be.
So it's not either or, it's both and, Joel.
That's right. That was good. I like the both and.
Yeah, there you go. Joel Barker, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back after these messages with me. Please go to joelbarker.com and then go to A Short Look at the Long View. I promise you, you'll love it. Stay with me. 10-10.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.